Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Be Radiant Radio. You are made of light and you are made to shine. Positive, uplifting, and helpful. Welcome to the show where you'll get informational and inspirational ideas on how to unleash your potential, get what you want in life, and shine like you're meant to.
Hi, welcome, and thank you for joining me for today's program, The Power of Gratitude. I'm your host, Angela Loeb, and today I want to cover three major things, the science of gratitude. Yes, I must geek out for a little bit. Science, got to do it. We'll talk about some of the benefits of gratitude, and I want to give you tips for practicing gratitude consciously so you can increase the power that gratitude has in your life and what it can do for you. But for some soft science, psychology in particular, if you listen to my episode on how to increase your happiness, you'll already know that in 2005, positive psychologist Martin Seligman and his colleagues published the results of a study they conducted on happiness interventions. Two of the top six interventions that they studied, they gave the participants, the things that they did, they gave the participants lasting happiness, and two of these things had to do with gratitude. When they practiced these things for a week, these gratitude interventions, they increased their happiness. And specifically, the two activities were three good things in life. In this activity, the participants wrote three things that went well each day, along with what they thought was the cause for each good thing. And the gratitude visit, in which that's the second thing, and that's where the participants wrote and personally delivered a letter of gratitude to someone who had been especially kind to them, but that person had never been properly thanked. And so those two things came up in the study out of the six interventions that had to do with gratitude. And then there's some hard science that I want to mention, physics in particular. Wallace D. Wattles, in the chapter about gratitude in his book, The Science of Getting Rich, invokes Newton's third law of motion about equal and opposite reactions. Now, for some quick context, Newton said that whenever two objects interact with each other, they exert forces upon each other. These two forces are called action and reaction forces. And for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. So when one body is pushing against another, the second body is pushing back just as hard. So you touch someone, and whether it's their intention or not, they're touching you back as well. Anyway, Wattles equates this law of emotion of motion in what he calls the law of gratitude. And he says, quote, "The law of gratitude is the natural principle that action and reaction are always equal and in opposite directions. The grateful outreaching of your mind in thankful praise to the Supreme is a liberation or expenditure of force. It cannot fail to reach that which it addressed, and the reaction is an instantaneous movement towards you," end quote. So he's saying that you are one force, and the second force is what he calls the Supreme. In his book, he sometimes calls the second force invisible substance. Sometimes he calls it formless substance. Sometimes he even calls it God. But, you know, you might call it the universe. I like that one. I also like what Wayne Dyer calls it in his book, The Power of Intention. He calls it the source. So whatever you choose to call it, the point Wattles is making is that when you, as one force, exercise gratitude in your interaction with the other force, the Supreme, the universe, the source, what have you, the second force can't help but to react because it's a scientific law of physics. Now, if you haven't figured out already, I really admire Wattles, and I really appreciate how he invokes the wisdom of the ages as he talks about these concepts, not just science. And even though he draws inspiration from all sorts of influences, such as philosophers like Spinoza, Descartes, Ralph Waldo Emerson, he looks at Hindu monism, all sorts of things. He does quote Jesus pretty frequently, too. And right after he invokes Newton's third law of motion in this chapter on gratitude, he cites Jesus and actually ties it together, the two together pretty well. He says next, quote, draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. That is a statement of psychological truth. And if your gratitude is strong and constant, the reaction of in formless substance will be strong and continuous. The movement of the things you want will always be towards you. Notice the grateful attitude that Jesus took, how he always seemed to be saying, I thank thee, Father, that thou wouldst hear me. Now, he also says, you cannot exercise much power without gratitude, for it is the gratitude that keeps you connected with power, end quote. Now, based on what Waddell says here, it looks like even Jesus understood and taught the law of action, reaction in relation to the law of gratitude. Interesting. Now, let's look at the benefits of gratitude. See what gratitude does for us and how it works as a powerful force. And by this, I mean, let's look beyond the fact that you were taught as a kid that if you want something, you need to say please and you need to say thank you. Whether you're aware of it or not, you were being taught good manners, but you were also being taught the power of gratitude. Ask and you'll receive, but please say please and please say thank you when you're doing it. The key here is that you know to do this because you've been trained really well, but now you know why it's a good idea, thanks to Waddell and what we know about the science behind it. But what else? What else? Why else practice gratitude? There's going to be some more science I'm going to talk about. I can't help myself. But as we've already talked about regarding what the positive psychologists have proven, the power of gratitude can help us increase happiness. To me, I think that's one of the biggest benefits is to increase your happiness, or at least increase your happiness and have longer lasting results by practicing gratitude. But did you know that also being thankful can make you smarter? In an article from the HuffPost Healthy Living section online, they have this article called 10 Reasons Why Gratitude is Healthy. And it was pointed out that, quote, grateful high schoolers have higher GPAs as well as better social interaction and satisfaction with life than their not grateful counterparts, according to a 2010 study in the Journal of Happiness Studies. I didn't even know there was such a thing as a Journal of Happiness Studies. But anyway, the quote goes on, researchers also found that grateful teens were less depressed or envious, end quote. So we're smarter when we're grateful. I like that. Raising our IQ, perhaps, or at least giving us better GPAs as students. I like that. The article also mentions a couple of other effects on physical health, such as one study in the journal called Applied Psychology, Health and Well-Being, in which researchers found that using a gratitude journal before bedtime helped study participants fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. And also, a 1995 study published in the American Journal of Cardiology says that expressing appreciation and positive emotions are linked with the changes that they've seen in heart rate variability. So it's possible that expressing gratitude can help with hypertension and other stress-related heart diseases. And here's something else about gratitude, optimism, and better health from an article on WebMD by Elizabeth Hubeck. She writes, quote, grateful people tend to be more optimistic, a characteristic that researchers say boosts the immune system, end quote. The article goes on to talk about one study that researchers they compared the immune systems of healthy first-year law students who were under stress, and they found that, quote, by midterm, students characterized as optimistic based on survey responses maintained higher numbers of blood cells that protect the immune system compared with their more pessimistic classmates, end quote. The article also alludes to some other studies, such as patients dealing with AIDS, those preparing to undergo surgery, and apparently the patients, quote, had better health outcomes when they maintained attitudes of optimism, end quote. Now, for me, when I underwent a major surgery in 2013, I actually practiced gratitude, I actually practiced optimism, I kept seeing myself completely healed, I actually put my hand where the wound was, where the surgery had taken place, and I actually concentrated and sent love to that area of my body and said, I love you, body. And I really am convinced it helped me with healing. Now, that's just a personal story, that's a personal anecdote, but when I read this and I thought, oh, my goodness, there's actually studies that have been done around people who have had attitudes of optimism and that they have had better outcomes from their surgery, I thought, okay, well, this makes sense. And I've had a personal experience of that. Now, with all of this overwhelming evidence of why gratitude is a good idea, I mean, it makes us happier, it makes us smarter, it makes us physically healthier, you'd think we don't need any more convincing. And, well, maybe that is enough incentive for you, and that's great. But I do want to talk about one more area before we switch gears and talk about the ways to practice gratitude consciously. And that's about being grateful for everything. And I mean everything. How it's important to express gratitude even when you are far from a place of feeling grateful. And as far as I'm concerned, this is going to be the most important thing I'm going to share with you today. Going back to Wallace Wattles, because the way he says it makes good sense, and when I had a chance to practice it in reality while going through a time of deep and personal hurt in my life, I appreciated having read it the way he writes it. And basically, Wattles says that you should include everything, all things, in your gratitude because all things contribute to yours and mankind's advancement, even what you perceive as the bad things. He says, quote, God has worked a long time to bring us to where we are in industry and government, and the work God is doing is not finished, end quote. So there a reference to how he views God in evolution. Knowing this, he's telling us, and being grateful for all, even what doesn't seem to be right to you, will bring you into, quote, harmonious relations with the good in everything, and the good in everything will move toward you. There's that moving toward you again, right? So what he's saying is line yourself up with what is good so that good will line up with you. Action, reaction, right? Sounds good in theory. I have to confess, when I first read these words several years ago, particularly, quote, because all things have contributed to your advancement, you should include all things in your gratitude, end quote, it didn't really sink in. I mean, it sounded good in theory, but in practice, and then I had the chance to practice it in real life, not just as an idea. And that's when I could see the effect it had on me when I lived it. You see, for most of us, it's mighty difficult to feel gratitude when we're going through a dark and stressful time, when you're feeling a loss, for example. Yet I learned that Wattles, what he says here is right on. He was right on with it. He says, you know, he's telling us that gratitude is a powerful emotion. It brings light where there's darkness. And that's because it's hard to hold a thought of depression, a thought of sadness or anger in your head at the same time as when you're holding a thought of and a feeling of gratitude. So my chance to get it, to really get what Wattles is talking about, happened during the spring of 2014. That's when my now ex-husband told me he wanted to end our three-decade-long relationship. Now, it's not what I wanted, and I couldn't change his mind. So though I was devastated, I went into motion to unravel my life from his. And I knew since it was going to be a few months before I could move out into my own place, I knew I had to do something positive to help me navigate this while remaining, I was going to want to be remaining civil and emotionally intact through it. I would be eating, I'd be sleeping, I'd be working. I mean, my business is largely virtual, and I work from home a lot, and he worked from home a lot too. So in short, I would have spent a lot of time, a large amount of time, in the presence of this person who was breaking my heart. So I turned to gratitude in a big way. And so I know what Wattles, what he's saying. It's right. I know what he means when he says that expressing gratitude, quote, will bring you into harmonious relations with the good in everything, and the good will, and everything will move toward you. I get that, because for me, it did. All sorts of good things happened to me while I was in the midst of this very challenging time, or as Wattles would say, good things move toward me during this challenging time, including unexpected kindnesses, like when I was nervous about not having a sofa or the money to buy one, and a friend who had no clue offered to give me an extra sofa just out of the blue, that she needed to get rid of before workers came in to remodel her apartment. Now, you could say that what you desire, I mean, you'll see what you're looking for. And you might say that skeptically. And I would say, okay, but really, I mean, in the end, so what? What I wanted was to feel better. I wanted to feel better, and I did. So, yes, I was looking for it, and I got it. if you believe Newton's law of action, reaction, whether it was working or not, or you know, it was there or not, I mean, does it really matter? I expressed gratitude and I noticed the things moving toward me. And that caused me to express more gratitude and then notice more things to express gratitude for. And hey, wouldn't you say that's a lot better than being in a negative victim mental state? I mean, instead of spiraling downward, I stayed optimistic through expressing gratitude. And well, that power of gratitude, it helped me made me feel physically better too. I know that later, after I'd moved out and I was in this calmer place inside myself, even though I was quite heartbroken and grieving during that time, still, practicing gratitude helped me physically. I never got sick, not once. In fact, later that summer, when I saw my dentist for a routine checkup, the dental hygienist took my blood pressure. They do those things now. They put the blood pressure cuff on you, and it's kind of standard procedure. They want to check your blood pressure now. My blood pressure was normal. It was the best blood pressure reading I'd had in years, and I'm always, like, nervous when I go to the dentist. So go figure. There were several things I did to take care of myself while grieving, and while, you know, and I've even written a series of articles about this. Now, but while I did a lot of different things, the power of gratitude was especially huge in helping me. Okay, so let's pause here for a bit. When we come back, we'll look at different ways you can consciously harness the power of gratitude. We'll discuss what you can do to practice gratitude, including what the research suggests works best. So I'll talk to you in a couple of minutes. Meanwhile, enjoy this short music break. Gratitude on Be Radiant Radio. Did you enjoy that music? It was called Sweet Success from Jeff Harvey and Chris Martin of Purple Planet. Excellent. Very peppy, upbeat. I like it. So today, this is a massive topic, the power of gratitude, but I really wanted to get in there and talk about some very specific things with you today to kind of break it down and look at some specific things. Who knows, maybe one day I'll come back to this topic and expand on it and talk about some other things around it. But today we've specifically talked about how practicing the power of gratitude can help us increase lasting happiness. It can make us smarter. It can make us physically healthier. It increases optimism. It can definitely attract more helpful things and people in your life because your energy, when you're grateful, makes you attractive to others. Happy attracts happy. Attitude is contagious. You know the old saying, what goes around comes around. And we talked about how even when you go through times that are very challenging and could easily cause you to complain or go into a black depression, all that can be endured with more ease when you bring the energy and power of gratitude to the moment. Now, it's time to talk about what you can do consciously and specifically to practice gratitude. make it a regular feature in your life because you want these benefits, right? So first off, let me remind you of Dr. Seligman's research and those two techniques he and his team figured out work so well. One was the list three things in life activity. So what you could do is you could try what they did in the study, and that is for at least 1 week at the end of the day, write down three things that will have gone well that day, and be sure to also write down why. So what is the explanation for each good thing? So it's not just writing three good things, but why they were good and what happened. The study also showed that during doing this one thing, by the way, increased happiness and decreased depressive symptoms in the participants for 6 months. So just think about that. One thing you could do and it just kind of help you along for 6 months. Now, the other thing they talked about in that study is the gratitude visit. It's another one from their research. Remember what they did? During the course of a week, participants wrote and personally delivered a letter of gratitude to someone that had been especially kind to them but had never been properly thanked. So make a plan today. Who and how can you do this? You can also just simply get a notebook or a journal and carry it around with you and make a note of whenever you feel grateful for something. So that's a simple way to practice gratitude. Or guess what? There's an app for that. In fact, there are several. So yes, you can download an app and practice gratitude using your smartphone or tablet. So go check it out. Look online. You'll see. Personally, I prefer writing in longhand, so I don't use technology this way. Currently, I'm using a beautiful blank journal that a friend gave me, and my preference is to do a review of the day before I go to sleep. I like the idea that the last thoughts before I go to sleep are grateful, happy thoughts. And yes, I do find that I sleep better when I do this. It just helps me to get things out of my head and replace them with good things. In fact, this is exactly what I did during those 3 months of emotional hell. I look back and I realize those were days of emotional hell. After my ex-husband announced he wanted the divorce, and habitually every night I opened a specially designated notebook and I wrote a list of everything that occurred to me that I could be grateful for that day. It didn't matter how small it was. If it was something that I could be grateful for that day, I listed it. Sometimes my ex-husband's name would even make it on the list because if we had simply gotten through the day being pleasant to each other, I would write that down too. So, anyway, now when we're finished with this broadcast, which will be in a few minutes, I want to challenge you to do it, like right here on the spot, if you can, go grab a piece of paper and a pen. If you're listening to a recording of this later on, you can pause right now if you want to. I want you to make a quick list of what you're grateful for. I dare you. And don't wait. Just grab a pen and do a quick list right away. I promise, whatever state of mind you're in right now, you will immediately feel even better. So if going through this program, listening to that happy music has put you in a happy state of mind, you will even feel better than that if you do some gratitude practice. And one more thing I would challenge you to do is to take Waddle's advice to heart like I have. Be sure to include all the things in your gratitude, even if you perceive them as less evolved, quote-unquote bad. What do you think you could be grateful for in your life that falls under this category? Now, I got a little quick story to tell you. Recently, someone backed into my car and damaged my bumper while it was parked and I was off somewhere else. A woman who witnessed this left a note on my car with the name of the person who did it since she knew who it was. And it was another, this other woman that she knew. So after doing some online research, I found the woman who did it and emailed her. I gave her the benefit of the doubt. I mean, maybe she had no idea she backed into my car. You never know. I don't know. But, of course, I mean, the whole time I was pretty bummed that it happened. But every time I felt bad, I kept replacing it with gratitude, trying to keep gratitude thoughts foremost in my mind about the whole incident. Thoughts like, I'm grateful it was only cosmetic damage. I'm grateful the witness knew who it was and left a note. I'm grateful for the internet because I found the person who did it and figured out her email address. I'm grateful because, wow, she called me and stepped up and she gave me her insurance information. I'm grateful to her insurance company for taking care of it. And they are. I'm grateful for the body shop, the man who was assigned to my case, who's great to work with. So You know, here's what I'm convinced about. Because I was grateful and I brought a happier energy to the dealings with the woman who hit my car, the insurance company, the body shop, because of that, I'm convinced it went more smoothly. Now, maybe they would have done all of that and they would have done the right thing anyway. And maybe it had nothing whatsoever to do with my attitude about it. But it went smoothly in my mind, and that's what was great about it. It was great because of how I felt. I felt better during the midst of the crisis because I was practicing gratitude for whatever I could find in the midst of the crisis to find gratitude for. And I felt this was so much so, I felt so much better that it didn't even feel like a crisis. It just felt like something else on my to-do list to take care of. So, yeah, you can do this. All right. Now, I think that to me, and hopefully for you, is the big aha here in this power of gratitude concept. That, yeah, though there's science behind it, though it's basically, you know, good manners and it's a good idea to be nice, at the end of the day, practicing the power of gratitude makes you feel good, and consequently, others around you will feel good too as a result. Okay, so that's what I have for you today. Again, massive topic. I could go on and on about gratitude. There's so many great examples out there of gratitude. There's so many awesome quotes about gratitude that you can come across. And actually, to remind yourself of gratitude on a frequent basis is great. I'm doing a program and have been since 2012 with the 13x4 concept that was devised by my colleague Tom Cassidy. And it takes the concept that Benjamin Franklin came up with about doing things one thing at a time to make changes in your life. And I have been practicing gratitude for one week every quarter since 2012. And it has made a huge difference in the way things just shine in my life. And so I can't give any bigger testimony than that to tell you about all the great ways that gratitude has made a difference and that I have been actively practicing it in that way, very consciously, for at least 1 week every quarter since 2012. Okay, so that's a wrap. That's all I have for you today. Please join me next time on July 5th. I'm going to talk about letting go of worry. Now, you can't tell me you don't need that. Everybody needs to let go of worry. So tune in next time and we'll talk more about that. I'm going to especially highlight some great points from one of my all-time favorite self-help development authors, Dale Carnegie. He has a great book called How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. So we'll definitely be talking about some of his concepts in that. Again, thanks for being with me here today. So let me express gratitude for you for being here. I also want to thank Doom Dance and Purple Planet for our music. Be sure to check out the links on the webpage for these musicians. And you can also check out some resources about today's topics. I'll give you links to a lot of articles that I know about that can help you. If you're interested in my books, courses, and other programs, you can check me out in all my links at angelaloeb.com. That's angelaloeb.com. You can send me an email through the site. I'd love to hear from you, so please do. And you can join me every first and third Sunday here on Be Radiant Radio on Blog Talk Radio, where you'll get informational and inspirational ideas on how to unleash your potential, get what you want in life, and shine like you're meant to. Until next time, be sure to express gratitude as much as possible and shine on.